Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Kuf Aleph. We are holding on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. We are at Amrua Kameh, five lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shneven Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Esti and Avi Goldstein on the occasion of the seventh yard site of their beloved son, Zachary, my Talmud, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avram, whose yard site is today. We miss him very much. His Neshama should have an Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Jeremy Lussman in honor of the 101st birthday, Baruch Hashem, of his grandmother, Bubby Goldie Cantor, Yibadul Chaim Tovim Va'aruchim in Toronto, wishing her continued health, happiness, bracha, and nachas, and mayav esrim shana. And Avi Khan just pointed out, that is a daf yomi coincidence, because today is Zvachim daf kuf aleph on her 101st birthday. And let's just point out, Zvachim has 120 dapim in it. So today, what we're going to discuss is the following. First thing we're going to talk about, does Rebbe hold whether the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds Aninus Laila of the Yom HaMisa is Daraisa? Do we assume that the night that follows the Yom HaMisa is Aninus on the Daraisa level? Does Rebbe assume that way? Then the Gemara is going to have two approaches to a stira in Braisos as to why Aaron HaKohen burnt a Karban Chatas on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the Yemei HaMiluim, and he didn't eat it on the eighth day of the Miluim, on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the Gemara is going to explain the Psukim which describe the conversation that happened between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen according to each of the Tanaim. Rabbi Nechemia, who said that it wasn't that the reason the Chatas wasn't eaten was due to Aninus, and the Chachamim, well, that it was due to Tumah. So how do we understand the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen for according to each Shita as to why it was not eaten? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how Rabbi Nechemia defends himself, because the Chachamim have three different questions on Rabbi Nechemia. So we're going to go through how he defends himself from each of those three questions. The Gemara is going to have, in the course of that discussion, two opinions about when Pinchas became a Kohen, at what point in his life Pinchas rose to Kohuna. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to introduce us to a Chiddush of Rav, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol at a certain point in time, and the Gemara is going to have several challenges to that Shita of Rav, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. That's going to take us well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again. We are five lines from the bottom of the page. Amrua Kameh. So Amrua Kameh to Rava. They said over what Rabbi Yirmiyah taught in front of Rava, Mitukama Rebbe, from the fact that Rebbe says, Yom Kvura Tofes Leila Midrabanan, that on the Yom Kvura, when it's not the Yom Misa, where it's only Aninus Midrabanan, the Laila that follows is also Aninus Midrabanan. So Mechlal, that implies, Yom Misa Tofes Leila Midaraisa, that when you have Aninus Daraisa on the Yom HaMisa, the night that follows is also Midaraisa. Meaning the assumption is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken Daraisa Tiknum, and the Rabbanan certainly aren't going to be more machmir on the Aninus Midrabanan than the Torah is on an Aninus Midaraisa. So if Aninus Midrabanan Rabbi holds the Laila goes along with the day, it must be that he assumes on Aninus Daraisa the Laila also goes with the day. So I ask the Gemara, Vesava Rebbe Aninus Laila Daraisa, does Rebbe really hold that Aninus that follows the Yom HaMisa's Daraisa? Vahatanya, but then we learn a Braisa in the main conversation we're going to discuss today, which is the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, that Aaron HaKohen responds to Moshe Rabbeinu when he asks him, why didn't you eat the Sir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh while you were Onanim? So Hein Hayom, that he responds, Hein Hayom Akrivu, and Achalti Chatos Hayom, Ayitovene Hashem, meaning if I would have eaten that chatas, would that have been a good thing? So from the words Hein Hayom, it sounds like the karbanos that you heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're supposed to eat ba'aninos are different than other karbanos. Ani Hayom Aser, I'm not allowed to eat karbanos today because I'm an onen. V'layla mutter, but at nighttime it's going to be mutter because of this haraz shah that you have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm supposed to eat this karban. But ulitoros, when it comes to future generations where there is no special harasha, Bain Bayom, Bain Balaila Asr, then it's going to be Asr for me as an Onen, says Aaron HaKohen, to eat the Karbanos both during the day and at night. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that aninus laila is daraisa, that even the night following the death, you're not allowed to eat the karbanos. Rabbi Omer, aninus laila in midivrei Torah, in midivrei Sofrim. But Rabbi says, no, aninus laila is not midaraisa, it's only midrabanan. So asks the Gemara, how can Rabbi say that when you have aninus on a drabanan level, the laila follows it? That implies that when you have aninus on a daraisa level, the laila would also follow it, the laila would also be part of that aninus. But here you have Beferish that Rebbe says that when you have aninus on a daraisa level, the laila does not follow it. The laila is not part of it. So says Gemara Liolam Derabbananhi V'chamasu Chizuk Dvarim Yosu Mishal Torah that Eino Chinami, the aninus laila is not daraisa. And nevertheless, when the Rabbanan impose their own aninus on the Yom HaKvura, not the Yom HaMisa, they attach to it the laila Shala Achrav. And the Chachamim treated their din Rabbanan more severely than the Torah treated its own din d'oraisa. Now, it's not that the din d'rabbanan is more chamer than the din min haTorah, because the Rabbanan also attached aninus laila to the aninus midaraisa, meaning on the Yom HaMisa, where you have aninus midaraisa, the Rabbanan said that there's still aninus laila on a d'rabbanan level, but it means that the Rabbanan treated the laila that follows a day of aninus midrabbanan more severely than the Torah treated the laila that follows an aninus minatora. Good. Now the Gemara moves on to discuss this conversation. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that says, when a little bit of background, the Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that aninus laila is midaraisa from the pasuk of Hein Hayom. That was on the eighth day of the Miluim, and the Gemara explains the psukim that happened that described those karbanos, and that there are those that disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The eighth day of the Miluim was Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year after we left Mitzrayim, and that was the day that Nadav and Avihu brought the Esh Zara on the Mizbeach and were killed on account of that. So that was the beginning of the Chanukas HaMishkan that was done by the Nesiim, that the Nesiim each bring the same Karban day after day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that every day the different Nasi should bring his Karban, and the first Nasi brings the Karban on that first day, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the eighth day of the Miluim is when it started. That's when Nachshon Ben Aminadav, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, brought his karban. So it turns out that on that day, they had the chatas of the Miluim, and they had two other Si'irei chatas. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they had the Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh, plus it was the first day of the Nesiim bringing their karbanos, so you have the Si'ir of Nachshon, right? Nachshon Ben Aminadav had to bring his Si'ir. Now, the Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh, Aaron Ubanov did not eat. They burnt it. So the Gemara is going to describe why that's the case, why they didn't eat it, why it is that they burnt it. So Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. In describing the Karban Mincha that they brought on the eighth day of the Miluim, it says that they ate it Makom Kadosh Kichein Tzuvesi. And it says by the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh that they burnt it Kasher Tzuvesi. The Moshe Rabbeinu told them to eat it, and they burnt it. And it says by the Chaza HaTanufa and Shoka HaTrum of the Shalmei Tzibur that Moshe said to Aaron Ubanov that they should eat it Kasher Tziva Hashem. So the brisa explains Kichein Tzuvesi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'aninus Yochlua, that they should eat the Karban Mincha even though they're owning him. That was actually a Hora Hashah that Moshe Rabbeinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly, that the Karban Mincha, even though you're owning him, you need to eat it. Kasher Tzivesi B'Shas Maisa. Kasher Tzivesi is Moshe Rabbeinu told them when Nadav and Avihu died, Amar Lehen, Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should eat the Kachim Ba'aninus because that's what he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that today is different than any other day, that today is going to be mutter to eat the kachim ba'aninus, even though you're owning him. And he saw that they had burnt the seer of Rosh Chodesh, so he said, why didn't you eat it, as I had told you to do so? After all, I told you that even though you're owning him, this is a rasha, and that you're allowed to eat the kachim. So why is it that you didn't eat the seer Hashem? The Malbim on the Chumash points out that kasher tzivesi, not kasher tzuvesi, because the seer of Rosh Chodesh, he never got beferish. Moshe Rabbeinu was told beferish from Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should eat the Karban Mincha. He himself, we're going to see later in the Gemara, thought, oh, if they're supposed to eat the Karban Mincha, they're probably supposed to eat the Seer of Rosh Chodesh as well. So that's why it doesn't say Kasher Tzuvesi, because he was done ba'atzmo, that if they're chayv to eat the Karban Mincha, it must be the Seer of Rosh Chodesh as well. And then Kasher Tziva Hashem means Lo Me'alei Ani Omer, that I didn't come up with any of this on my own. This is only Pi HaKodesh Baruch Hu that you're supposed to eat these Karbanos. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking. asking. The Ayelet HaShachar asks, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu always was faithfully delivering things from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Ayelet HaShachar points out, not necessarily. The Gemara in Shabbos Tav Pei Zayin goes through a list of things that Moshe Rabbeinu was asa midaito. So maybe this was among those things. So he had to verify. No, this is not one of the things that I did. It's not the Hosef Yom Echad midaito. This is not one of the things I did midaiti or breaking the luchas or whatever. So Uramini, so I asked the Gemara, stira from a different brisa, mipnei aninus nisrufa, the chatos of Rosh Chodesh was burnt on account of aninus, the kach nemar ka'ela. That's why Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tekreno si ka'ela, that I had this terrible thing happen of losing his two children on that day, and therefore I'm an onein, and that's why I didn't eat this ear and I burnt it. So we find that Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to that. The pasuk says, v'yishma Moshe ve'yitav be'inav. So Moshe Rabbeinu apparently was nitzav mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should eat it by aninus, meaning if Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should eat it by aninus, how could it be that when Aaron defends himself and says, I'm an onein, what do you want from me? Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, okay, that's fine. What do you mean? We just said that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah from Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should eat it by aninus. So two approaches. Amar Shmuel lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Nechemia. It's not a stira. It's different opinions in Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Ditanya, mipnei aninus, surfu elekach nemar ka'ela, that they burnt it because of their aninus. That's why they didn't eat the seer of Rosh Chodesh. And that's why it says ka'ela, his two sons died. And he said, therefore I'm an onin, and that's why I didn't burn it. That's why I didn't eat it. That's why I burnt it. Divrei Rabbi Nechemia. So Rabbi Nechemia holds that the reason they didn't eat the seer of Rosh Chodesh was on account of the aninus. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Mnei Tuma Nisrufa. He says, no, the reason they didn't eat the chatos of Rosh Chodesh is because it must have become tamei, and that's why they couldn't eat it. But it wasn't on account of the aninus. Shema Tuma Mnei Aninus Nisrufa, Hayu L'Shlashon Sheyisarfu. If it was on account of aninus, it wasn't the only seer chatos. There were two others that also should have been burnt. Why did he choose only the seer of Rosh Chodesh, that should be the one that's burnt? It must be that only that one became Tameh. If it was on account of the Gavros, on account of them being Onanim, they're Onanim Klapei all the Karbanos. So why would they only burn one of them? Davar Acher, and a second Raya, and the Gemara is going to address later on each of these Rayas, a second Raya that it must have been about Tuma and not about Aninus, is Hayroi La'achl Na'erev. If it was about Aninus, then that night they should have eaten it. Aninus would have been over on a Doraisa level by that night, so they should have kept it around because these karbanos could be eaten for the day and the night that follows. So let them eat it on the night that follows. Davar Acher, and another raya that it had nothing to do with aninus is that Valo Pinchas Hayimahen. You don't burn it. Find another kohen. You can tell me what other kohen you're going to find. It's Aaron. It's his children. Two of them just died. They're not. Pinchas was there, so they should have given it to Pinchas. Pinchas was not an onen. He was a family member, but he was not an onen. He was a nephew, right? But he was not an onen, so he could have eaten it. So that's how we can answer the steer in the brises. The first brise holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there was a tzivoy to eat even by aninus, and the only reason they didn't eat it was because of tuma. The second brise holds like Rabbi Nechemia that it was usher for them to eat it by aninus, and that's why they burnt it. A second approach, Rava Amar Idi Rabbi Nechemia. Both brises assume like Rabbi Nechemia that the reason they burnt it was on account of aninus. Velo kasha kan bekatche shah kan. When the first price says that they were allowed to eat ba'aninus, that's the carbon mincha that was brought dafka for the miluim. That was a special carbon just for that time. That's what we call katche sha'a. That's not something that's meant to be brought ledoros. When the second price says that they burnt it because of the aninus, they burnt the seer because of the aninus, that's the seer of Rosh Chodesh that you bring every single Rosh Chodesh ledore doros. It's a carbon that's noeg forever. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard the hora sha'a that they're allowed to eat the carbon mincha that day ba'aninus. He assumed that the same is going to be true for Kache Doros, that they're allowed to eat that ba'aninus as well. And that's why he criticized Aaron. Why didn't you eat this year of Rosh Chodesh? And Aaron says, well, I know that you got a Hora Asha about the Mincha, but are you sure that Hora Asha applies even to Kache Doros? And to that, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moda, that you're right. I only heard about the Karban Mincha. I did not hear about the year of Rosh Chodesh. So now the Gemara says, Remin Chemia Heichi Mitar Itzlani Kra'i, how does each shita, we just quoted a brisa, Rabbi Nechemia disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to what the problem was. Why is it that Aaron HaKohen did not eat the seer of Rosh Chodesh that year? Why is it that he burnt the seer of Rosh Chodesh on that day rather than eating it? Is it because of a problem of tumah, or is it because of a problem of aninus? Each of them are going to have to touch up the psukim that describe the conversation between Moshe and Aaron. So how does each one touch up the psukim? So Rabbi Nechemiah mitaritz luachi. Rabbi Nechemiah touches up the following way. Madua lo achaltem. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, why didn't you eat the korban? So Amla Moshe l'Aaron, shemen nichnas tamel lefnei v'lefnim. So Moshe Rabbeinu starts suggesting different excuses, different things that might have happened that would explain why Aaron didn't eat the korban. He says, maybe you brought it lefnei v'lefnim, you brought it into the heichal, in which disqualifies it. So Amlo, Aaron said to Moshe, no, hein lo huvas dama, and the next words are el hakodesh penima. The dam was not brought el hakodesh penima, was not disqualified on account of that. So Moshe says, oh, shem chutz l'mechitzas yatzas, maybe you brought it in the other direction, you brought it outside of the mechitzas of the klayim, and therefore it's like bringing outside of the azara, and that's what passed it. So Amlo, Aaron said back, bakodesh isa. No, it was bakodesh the whole time, never left. So Moshe says, "Vidilma ba'aninus ikraftua b'saltua." Maybe you brought it ba'aninus and you pasled it because the Kohen Hedyot, who's an onen, is pasal avoda. So maybe your children are onenim, brought it when they were ba'aninus and that pasled it. So Aaron said to Moshe, "Moshe, v'chi hei makrivu? You think my children are the ones that brought it? Enochinami, they're Kohanim Hedyotos. They're not allowed to do the avoda when they're onenim. Ani ikrafti, I did it, and I'm a Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Gadol is mutter to do the avoda as an onen." So that's not what happened. That's not the problem. So Amalo, Moshe said to Aaron, "Hein lo huva es dama. Since the dam was not brought b'fnim ubekodesh aisa, and it was not brought b'chutz, it was b'kodesh all time. Achol techlusa kasher tivesi. So you should have eaten it. What's going on over here? Baninus yochlua. The halacha is just like the korban mincha. I told you that you're supposed to eat a baninus. You should have eaten the seer of Rosh Chodesh baninus as well. Why did you burn it? So Amalo, Aaron Akoin said, "V'tekreno si kaela v'achalti." That we're owning him. And if we would eat the chatas today, you think Hashem would be happy about that? Meaning, Hashem told you that we're supposed to eat the korban mincha ba'aninos, but shemelo shamata el b'katshe sha'a. Maybe that was only about katshe sha'a, di b'katshe doros, but if it's about korbanos that are meant to be brought throughout the generations, like the seer of Rosh Chodesh, so kal v'chomer mimaisar akal, I would have suggested that what we could derive about katshe doros is we should make a kal v'chomer from Meiser Sheni, which is much more kal than any kachin. Umam, Meiser HaKal Amr Torah, lo achalti boni mimenu. If Meiser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat when you're an onen, as the Pasuk says, lo achalti boni mimenu, that in the Vidui Meisros, we have to acknowledge that we did the right thing and we didn't eat it while we were ba'aninos, but kachin doros, so I would think kachin doros should all the more so. You're not allowed to eat it while you're an onen. And therefore, if we had to figure out what the din is by kachei doros, we're going to utilize that kal v'chomer and come to the conclusion that it's usher for an onen to eat it. And that's why we burnt it, because you're not allowed to eat it. Miyad v'yishma Moshe v'yitav be'enav. Moshe Rabbeinu said, good point. Hoda v'lobosh Moshe lomer lo shamati. Moshe Rabbeinu was not embarrassed to say lo shamati, that there's a chilek between kachei shah and kachei doros. Elomer shamati v'shachachti. He said, you're right, I heard what you said, there is such a kal v'chomer, and I forgot about it, and Moshe Rabbeinu was moda. Karen Ora raises the question that according to Moshe Rabbeinu, who did not darshan the kal v'chomer, his initial position, that he did not darshan the kal v'chomer, l'chora, there's no reason not to eat it ba'aninus. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be matir him beferish to eat the kachin sha'a? Meaning, all it says, lo achalti boni mimenu about Meiser Sheni. The only reason you're going to assume you're not allowed to eat kachim is based on the kal v'chomer from that pasuk. So if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't darshan the kal v'chomer from that pasuk, why is he criticizing to begin with? Why does he think that there was a problem why did he think Hashem needed to tell him that a korban mincha can be eaten by aninos? Of course it can be. There's no iser because there's no kal v'chomer. So the Karen Ora suggests, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir him kachei sha'a ba'aninos, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that you're not allowed to eat ba'aninos without such a hatter. But he just didn't think to be mechalik between the Yom HaShemini L'miluim of kachei sha'a and kachei doros. So he thought that the hatter on this day applies even to kachei doros, meaning enochinami. He knew this day was an exception, but he thought the day was an exception, not the korban mincha was, not the korbanos of the day are the exception. The day is the exception, and the exception should apply to all korbanos. And that's why Aaron HaKohen said, no, it's the korbanos of the day that are the exception, not the day itself. That's the exception. Sfasema says a little differently. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu certainly darshened the Kal V'chomer, and he knew that Lidoros kachim arasa for an onen, and that's why he needed the heter of the korban mincha for hayom. It's just that he thought that we're not mechalik between kachi shah and kachi doros, and the heter applies to kachi doros as well. So Aaron HaKohen says that you should be mechalik, that we are mechalik. Now the Gemara says that Aaron is the one that suggested the Kal V'chomer, which makes it sound like Moshe Rabbeinu did not agree to the Kal V'chomer. So that's just to tell us, says Sfas Emes, derech agav, that that's the makor of the iser of kachim for an onen. Where does it say in the Torah that an onen is not allowed to eat kachim? It doesn't. It just says an onen is not allowed to eat meiser, and we figure from a Kal V'chomer that he's not allowed to eat kachim. So even though that was not the point of dispute between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they both held of the Kal V'chomer, but the Gemara just mentions it because that's the basic, that's the source. When he says Shamati v'shechachti, it doesn't mean I forgot the Kal V'chomer. He heard that there's a chiluk between the heter of kachi shah and kachi doros, and he forgot that that heter. Now the Brisker Rav points out that the Kal V'chomer teaches us that the iser of meiser includes kachim as well, meaning these are not two separate los haseis. It's not that an onen is not allowed to eat meiser sheni, and separately an onen is not allowed to eat kachim. No, the Brisker Rav says it's the same lo sase, it's the same iser, that the Kal V'chomer teaches me that included in lo achalti boni mimenu is not only meiser sheni, but is kachim as well. Okay, meaning the reason you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni is because it is kodesh. Anything that has a sense of kedusha, a sense of holiness, there's one iser to eat something when you're an onen, when that thing has a sense of holiness. Okay, so says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon who hold that an onen is allowed to eat even the kachi doros karbanos, and the only reason they burnt the seir of Rosh Chodesh was because it had become tamei. So how do they understand the conversation? How do they touch up the psukim? So this is the way they understand the psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron, "Madua lo chaltim es chatas mekom hakodesh? Why didn't she eat the chatas?" And he starts offering suggestions. Shemen nechmasam lufnai v'lufnim. Maybe you brought the dam into the heichal. Amar lo hein lo huva as dam. No, I didn't. Shemen chutzim chatzas. Maybe you brought the dam too far out. Shemen chutzim chatzas yatzas. So amar lo hein bakodesh. I said, no, it stayed in the kodesh all the time. V'dilma ba ninus ikreftu b'saltua. Maybe an onen was makrivit and therefore apostled it. So amar lo. Moshe, hey nikrivua, the possible aninus, ani kreftia. That don't worry, it wasn't my children who were owning him and our kohen hadiotos that did it. I did it. I'm the kohen gadol. V'dilma agav mararaychu pashatu bavi itami. Another level, he says, maybe because you were so distraught over the death of Nadav and Avihu, you were posheya in the chatos and you were metameit. So amalo, Aaron says to Moshe, Moshe, kachani beinecha, that's what you think of me. Shani mevaza kachi shemayim, that I'm because of my own personal grief, I'm going to be mevazek kachi shemayim by not protecting it properly and being metamiyat. But to kreno si keila vaafilu eila vicha eila, that he says ka eila, that even if I had another avelus, even if Hashem piled on more avelus on me, ein ani mevazek kachi shemayim. No matter how bitter, no matter how distraught I am, I would never be mevazek kachi shemayim. So I'm lo Moshe Setarun vihein lohu vasdama. So if the dam didn't go lefnei v'lefnim ubekodesh haisa, and the dam didn't leave the klayim, achol tochlosa bekodesh kasher tzivesi. How come you didn't eat it, like I told you you're supposed to do with the korban mincha? How come you didn't do the same thing with the seir of Rosh Chodesh? So ba'aninus yochluha, that I told you you're supposed to eat it ba'aninus. So amalo, Aaron said to Moshe, shema lo shemata ela belayla. Maybe you only heard that you're allowed to eat it ba'aninus and at the night that follows the day, meaning enochinami, the aninus of the night that follows the day is also aninus, but maybe the heter you heard about eating the korban mincha was not today, it was tonight. It was the night that follows the day. Di bayom kal v'chomer meiser. Because if the heter was really by, if we were discussing whether you can eat it that day, I don't know. There is some kal v'chomer to be learned from meiser akal. Oma meiser akal amra Torah lo achalti boni many kodesh chomer lo kol shkein. If meiser, which is more kal, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it when you're an onen. Kodesh, which is more chomer, all the more so you shouldn't be allowed to eat it when you're an onen. So it could be that the kal v'chomer is valid, and that's why we're not allowed to eat the kachim, and your horasha is valid, but your horasha only goes on the night. It doesn't go on the day. And that's why we didn't eat it. So, miyad vayishma Moshe v'yitav ve'enav. Lo bosh Moshe lomar shamati, el shamati v'shachachti. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was not embarrassed. He said, you're right. And therefore, they were allowed to eat it that night. Why did they burn it? They should have waited for that night and then eaten it then. Why did they burn it? Tumah ba'onas basa. In the waiting, it became tameh, meaning because they didn't eat it right away, so they had to wait. So in that time that they were waiting till nighttime, when they would be allowed to eat it, when Aaron assumed that he'd be allowed to eat it, that's when it became tameh. So in the end of the day, the reason they didn't eat it was not on account of aninus, because as far as aninus is concerned, granted they couldn't eat it that day, but they could eat it that night. So it was on account of the fact that there was tumah by the time that night rolled around. It was already tumah. Now it turns out the Taras HaKodesh points out that the Ikar is Chasam in HaSefer, meaning Aaron's real answer is that we burnt it because of tumah. That's not in the Psukim. The whole conversation in the Psukim is maybe it was because it went outside, maybe it went too far in, maybe that, and aninus and the harasha. It was all about aninus. All the Psukim were about aninus. And then at the very end, the Psukim don't say anything, and the Gemara fills in. Yeah, but because the aninus would allow eating it at night, it became tameh. It doesn't say that in the Psukim. So the Taras HaKodesh says Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it was burnt on account of tumah, but he was asking him, what were you waiting for? Meaning the very fact that probably even when he was accusing him of maybe you were metameit, he was asking, I didn't think you were metameit on purpose. I didn't even think you were poshea, but by leaving it around, you're opening yourself up to a risk of tumah. So how could you do that? How could you leave it around? So that's what Aaron HaKohen had to explain, because aninus demanded that we leave it around. The aninus yom, we weren't allowed to eat it. We're only allowed to eat it, even lefi, the horasha that you had, we were only allowed to eat it at night. So we had to leave it around. And once we left it around until nighttime, it opened up a risk of tumah. All the other kabbanos stayed tahar, the other si'irim and the mincha, so we were able to eat those at night, but we couldn't eat the si'ir of Rosh Chodesh because it became tameh. So it says Mar Bishlam, the Rabbanan, I understand very well, according to Rabbi Shimon, that hold that they weren't allowed to eat it by aninus during the daytime, but at nighttime they are allowed to, and that's true even for kachei doros. Hayom, I understand that what the word hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem, what the word hayom is doing, because it's only that day that you're not allowed to eat by aninus, but in the night that follows you are allowed to. El Rabbi Nechemia, but according to Rabbi Nechemia, who holds that kachei sha'a, they were allowed to eat even that day. And kachei doros, not only are they not allowed to eat that day, they're not even allowed to eat the night that follows, my hayom. Then what's the word hayom doing? It's not hayom, it's hayom and the laila. We'll always have the same status. For kachei sha'a, the yom and the laila are mutter, and for kachei doros, the yom and the laila are aser. So the Gemara answers, when Aaron HaKohen says hayom, he means chovas hayom. The karbanos that are the chovas hayom, the typical chovas hayom of Rosh Chodesh, meaning the kachei doros. So Aaron HaKohen was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're telling me to eat karbanos that are chovas hayom? I'm an onen. I'm not allowed to eat kachei doros today. That's what we do with hayom. Bishlam l'Rabbi Nechemia, I understand very well, according to Rabbi Nechemia, that they were only allowed to eat kachei sha'a ba'aninus, but they were not allowed to eat kachei doros ba'aninus. Hainu d'chsev, hein hayom. That the word hayom is extra. It should have just said hein hikrivu. So hein, so what it means is that the karban, that's the chovas hayom, they were makriv, meaning the kachei doros. So therefore, they're not allowed to eat it by aninus. And that's what Aaron HaKohen was explaining. El Rabban, my hein hayom. Why does Aaron say hayom? According to the Rabbanan, hayom can't mean the chovas hayom, because there's no chiluk between kachei doros and kachei sha'a, according to the Rabbanan. So according to Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon. So hachi kamar. No, what Aaron HaKohen was telling Moshe Rabbeinu is you asked that maybe my children were the ones who were makriv the carbon by aninus. Hein hikrivu. My children were makriv. You think my children were makriv any karban? And they're owning him today? Ani hikrafti. I'm the one that was makriv the karban. So it turns out, Tosafot points out, that according to Rabbi Nechemia, hein hayom is not a question. Hein hayom is a statement. Hein is like heina, that the karban, which is chovas hayom, was brought, and that's kachei doros. When he says v'achalti chatas hayom, which is kachei doros, is blush, that's b'loshon tmiya. That hein hayom, that it's kachei doros, v'achalti chatas hayom, you think I ate kachei doros hayom. That I should. You think I'm supposed to do that? And according to the Rabbanan, hein hayom is bitmiya, meaning hein hayom. You think my children were the ones that brought this korban? No, I'm the one that brought the korban. So it's a matter of tonality in terms of how you read those words in the psukim. That's what the machlokas is. So now we had this machlokas between Rabbi Nechemya on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon on the other hand, about what the problem was with this seir of Rosh Chodesh, why it is that Aaron HaKohen didn't eat it. Was it on account of Aninus, or was it on account of Tumah? So we had three challenges that they challenged Rabbi Nechemya with. So now we're going to go back to answer all of them. So Amar Mar, we had said that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon challenged Rabbi Nechemya, that you say that the reason they burnt the seir was because of Aninus. Well, if that were true, first of all three of the Seirim should have been burnt. So before we get into answering that question, my Shloshan, what do you mean three Seirim? What are the three Seirim that we're referring to? What are the three Seirim that were brought that day? The Tanya, the Braisa, explains to us. Ve'sir chatas darosh darash Moshe. So Seir, Zusir, Nachshon. First of all, Nachshon ben Aminadav had his Karban Nasi that he had to bring on that day. That's in Parshas Nasa, right? That's where all the Nasim, the Karban Nasi of the Nasim, is in the opposite of Daf Yomi coincidence a week after Chanukah. Chatas zu chatas shmini. Chatas is a reference to the special chatas that they had to bring on the eighth day of the Miluim, because there was an overlap. The eighth day of the Miluim was also the first day of the Nasiim bringing their karbanos. Darash seir shel Rosh Chodesh, and Darash is the third seir, is the fact that it also happened to be Rosh Chodesh, so it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So those are the three seirim that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon were referring to when they said if the problem was Aninus, they should have burnt all three seirim, not only the seir of Rosh Chodesh. So Yachal Shlosh Nisrafu, you might have thought that all three were in fact burnt. So Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says Vihine Soraf Belashon Yachid Echad Nisraf Lo Shlosh Nisrafu, that only one of them was burnt and all three were not burnt, and we'll see which one was burnt soon. So the Brice explains Darosh Darash that there were two drishos that Moshe Rabbeinu had. There were two demands Moshe Rabbeinu made of Aaron HaKohen. Shtei drishos lama. Why two drishos? What was it? So since only one was burnt, Moshe Rabbeinu said Amar Lahu, he said to Aaron Ubanav, Mipei Ma Chatazu Nisrafa. So that was the first drisha. Why was this korban burnt? Ve'elu munachos. And the second drisha was, and if you're going to burn it, why didn't you burn the other two? So the first one was, he was surprised that one was burnt. But once you're going to tell me you burnt one of the chatos, why not the other two si'irim l'chatos? Why didn't you treat them all the same? Ve'eni yodea ezehu. And I don't know which si'ir was actually burnt. Meaning, it's not clear to us in the psukim, it's clear to us that it's b'lashon yachid, that only one of the seirim was burnt, but it doesn't say which one. So k'shomer v'osu nasan lachem laseisas avon ha'eda, when it says it's the one that carries the avon ha'eda, haviyomer is a seir shel Rosh Chodesh. Now I know it's the Rosh Chodesh one, because the Gemara in Shavuos tells us seir Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for tumas mikdash kedashav. So they actually are no say avon ha'eda. So I asked the Gemara shapir kamrile. Okay, good. So that was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's taina to Rabbi Nechemya. How's Rabbi Nechemya going to respond to that? Meaning the question was that. The Pesukim make it clear that they only burnt the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. If it was about Aninus, they should have burnt all three Seirim. They're not bothered by this, meaning it's not a problem for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because they all knew it was about Tumah, and only that one became Tameh. The others didn't become Tameh. But if you can say it's a din in the Gavra, that it's about the Aninus, so it's every Karban, they were owning him for all the Karbanos. So, like we said before, that the Aninus is only a psul in the Katshe Doros, not in the Katshe Sha'a. So only the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, which is meant to be brought throughout the generations, was problematic. Amar Mar, then they asked the second Kasha, if it was really about Aninus, then how come they didn't eat it that evening? So Shapir Kamrile, that's a good Taina. So Kasavar Aninus Laila Daraisa. It must be that Rabbi Nechemya holds that Aninus Laila is Daraisa, as we already explained also, right? Meaning that's not a surprise answer. That Rabbi Nechemya holds that whatever you're not allowed to do during the day, you're not allowed to do in the night that follows either. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon held that no, the aninos prevented them from eating it during the day. That's why they kept it around until nighttime, because they thought they could eat it at night. But by that time, the seer of Rosh Chodesh had already become tameh. Good. Then the Gemara says, Dover Acher, another, Dover Acher, Valo Pinchas Hayimahen. A third question that they had on Rabbi Nechemia was, what do you mean they couldn't eat it because they were Onanim? Pinchas wasn't an Onan. He was there. He could have eaten it. So Shabir Kamrile, that's a good Tataina, right? How come they didn't give it to Pinchas? So Savila Krablaza, Dam Rablaza, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Niskayin Pinchas at Shaharagol Zimri. Now, historically, Pinchas only became a Kohen when he killed Zimri at Arvus Mov in the 40th year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was way, way after this, the death of Nadav and Avihu, and this day, which was on the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it was decades later that Pinchas became a Kohen. Tichsiv, because after the Maisa Zimri, it says, Vaisalo Lazaru Acharav, Brisku Nas Olam, because he was Mekane the Kinas Hashem. So only then he was Zocha to Kuhuna. So in the Yimei Amiluim, he wasn't yet a Kohen. They didn't have that option. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, Achasam Shalom Bein Ashvatim. You know, you're right, Pinchas was not a Kohen yet, but it wasn't even in the last year in the Midbar that he became a Kohen. It was later. It was when he made Shalom Bein Ashvatim. That story appears in the end of Sefer Yoshua, that the 2.5 tribes that came into the mainland to help fight the wars and then went back. When they went back, they built a Mizbeach, and everyone thought they were building a Mizbeach L'Avodah Zarah, and they wanted to start a civil war. And Pinchas said, whoa, let's hear them out. Let's ask them what their Kavanah was. And they explained their Kavanah was that this was a Mizbeach L'Hashem, and he averted civil war because of that. So that was a pretty big deal that he brought Shalom. That's when he got Kuhuna Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, when they heard the answer of what B'nai Reuven and Gad and Menashe had to say, V'yishma Pinchas HaKohen V'siyei Edov Rashi Alfei Yisrael. So that's where it calls him Pinchas HaKohen, because that's when he became a Kohen. V'idach Nami, but according to Ravashi, V'aksiv V'ayilo L'zaru Achrav, doesn't Ravashi acknowledge that the Pasuk says after the Mice of Zimri, that V'ayilo L'zaru Achrav Briskun HaSalam? So says Mar, Ki K'siv Ahu B'brachu D'ksiv. That was telling him that at some point in the future, you're going to be a Kohen. But not that as of now, you're going to be a Kohen. V'idach Nami, but according to Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, HaKsiv V'yishma Pinchas HaKohen. Why is it that it only first starts referring to him as Pinchas HaKohen in Sefer Yoshua? Why not earlier if you say that he became a Kohen in the days of Zimri? So who, when it says V'yishma Pinchas HaKohen, Liyachai Zaru Achrav. That's to tell me that his children Ernest Yachiv Achrav to become Kohanim, not just to become Kohanim, but that all of the Kohanim Gedolim are going to emerge from Pinchas. And Bayis, not in Bayis Sheni, those are the bad ones mostly, but in the Bayis Rishon, all the big Tzadikim, all the big Kohanim Gedolim were descendants of Pinchas. There's a fascinating discussion in Poskim. Let's say you have a Chalal. A Kohen marries a Grusha, they have a child. So the child is a Chalal. That child is not a Kohen, but the father's still a Kohen. That Chalal gets married. What do you write in his ksuba? Right? Do you write, Reuven ben Yaakov HaKohen? But that implies that he's a Kohen. But do you write Reuven ben Yaakov and not write a Kohen? But Yaakov is a Kohen. So what do you do about that? So the Arsameach, he says that you write Ploni ben Ploni HaKohen, because the word HaKohen could be going on the father. And he says the raya is our sugya. The Gemara quotes Rav Ashi, who holds that Lo Niskayin Pinchas until the end of Sefer Yoshua, Ve'yishma Pinchas HaKohen, because he's only first called Kohen in that pasuk. And Rashi writes that there are a lot of places where it says Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen up until that point. Yeah, but he wasn't a Kohen up until that point. So why? Because you can call him Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen if even just the father is a Kohen. I think Rav Shechter told us that the minhag nowadays is that you should write Pinchas ben Elazar v'hu Kohen, as a way of indicating that it's only the father that's the Kohen, not the son. Okay, Amarav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'cholik b'katshe shemayim haya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol and he took katshe shemayim. Shenamar, because in the Miluim it says, me'ela miluim l'moshe y'lamana, that he got a portion of the Ela Miluim. So that's supposed to be given to Kohanim. So the Gemara challenges this a number of times. We'll see how many we get to. So Mesve, they ask, it says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon challenged Rabbi Nechemia that they should not have burnt the Seir because of the Aninus, right? The big challenge was they weren't lacking for Kohanim. They could have given it to Pinchas. But v'misa, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen, lema v'lo Moshe Rabbeinu ha'imahen. You're burying the lead over here. The bigger taina should have been, you should have given it to me. You should have given it to Moshe. So this is Mar Dilma Shani Moshe to tard b'shchina. Maybe Moshe was too busy with the shchina. Damar Mar, Moshe bashkama olu bashkama yarad. That Moshe Rabbeinu went up very early and he came down very early. He was always busy talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he didn't have time to eat kachim. So the Ayelus HaShachar says, he must have eaten. Right, he didn't have time. So when he ate, why couldn't he just eat kachim? Very difficult to understand. And he was always talking to Hashem. His stomach, he was doing other things also. Right, he wasn't always talking to Hashem. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. Meisvei, another challenge is that lechem elukav mikachim, kachim and kachim yochel. So the kachim and kachim kalim, even though it's us for them to do the avoda, they're allowed. Balmum is allowed to eat both kachim and kachim kalim. So if nemru kachim, lam nemru kachim kalim, nemru kachim kalim, lam nemru kachim. Why do you have to tell me the Balmum is allowed to eat both of those things? If it only would have told me kachim kalim, I would have thought, yeah, the Balmum can eat kachim kachim because the Tsar was allowed to eat kachim kachim, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kachim kalim lo yochal, but not kachim kalim. If it would not have told me that they could eat kachim kachim, kachim kalim, ye yochal, shehim kalim, I would say they could eat kachim kalim because they're less holy, but katani miya sharei hutru lazar v'lahen lav Moshe. Isn't that a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu eating? So Rav Sheshes lo bebama lazar ukedivri omer yesh mincha babama. No, it's referring to the fact that a zar is allowed to eat a karban that was brought on a bama, and we're assuming that a mincha, which is kachim kachim, was brought on a bama. So that's what it refers to, but not an indication at all that Moshe Rabbeinu was a zar. Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Meisvei, the third challenge to Rav, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol.